Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We'll kick things off with a recap of this week's County Council meeting. Then we'll cover last night's Cedar Crest Overlay public hearing. And finally, we'll wrap things up with two important community input opportunities happening right now. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news.
In some quick budget-related news, at this week's County Council meeting, the Council approved the 2024 budgets of Park City Fire District, Mountain Regional Water Special Service District, North Summit Special Recreation District, and North Summit Fire District. The Council also discussed the county's proposed 2024 budget. They had a conversation around new programs for 2024, any areas of significant increase from the year prior, and anything that might have been left out of next year's tentative budget.
Next week, the Council will continue their general discussions related to the proposed 2024 county budget. These discussions might be interesting to our listeners because the 2024 budget is precisely how your tax dollars will be spent next year. These discussions, which are part of planning for a finalized 2024 budget, are a look into how those decisions are made. You'll also have the opportunity to comment on the budget before it's approved later this year. Next month, on December 6th and December 13th, there will be public hearings on the proposed 2024 county budget. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on the details surrounding those hearings as they get a little bit closer.
Also at this week's County Council meeting, the Council held a public hearing regarding the Pinebrook Townhomes Rezone and Conditional Use Permit for a 22-unit townhome project. The land the Pinebrook Townhomes project sits on was previously used as a tennis court for the Homeowners Association of the surrounding Elk Run at Pinebrook condominiums. In 2015, staff determined that the land parcel was a lot of record because it didn't actually fall within the Elk Run at Pinebrook subdivision. Therefore, the property was eligible for development under the requirements of the Snyderville Basin Development Code. Following the determination that the property was a lot of record, the Homeowners Association sold the property. The review process for the current development proposal has been ongoing since September of 2020, when the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission first held a work session related to this.
After hearing from several dozen of community members on Wednesday night, all of whom had mixed reviews on the project, the council ultimately decided to approve the rezone with some restrictions. The vote was 4-1. The council was in favor of the lower density option, which would allow for up to 12 units. They also required that the units must be all deed restricted affordable, meaning 50% of the units have to be at 60% AMI, and the other 50% of units will be at 80% AMI. In addition, they specified there would be no commercial uses and no nightly or short-term rentals allowed. From here, and before the developer can break ground on this project, they must return to the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission to get a conditional use permit, or CUP. Following the decision on the CUP, the applicant will go back to the council for a development agreement process, which will hone in details like density, AMI, use requirements and restrictions, as well as other details that weren't covered in depth by the initial rezone decision. The CUP will be an exhibit to the development agreement. We'll keep our listeners updated on this process as it continues to move along.
Yesterday, on Thursday, November 2nd, the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission held a public hearing related to the Cedar Crest Village Overlay Rezone and Master Planned Development. For some background context on this project, back in April of 2018, the county approved the process for creating a village overlay zone. A village overlay zone is basically a property owner-driven master planned area intended to reestablish and revitalize existing communities in Eastern Summit County. A year later, in April of 2019, an application for the Cedar Crest Village Overlay Zone was submitted by 25 property owners, which has since grown to 30 property owners, and it's still going through the review process. The Cedar Crest Village Overlay is asking to rezone about approximately 1,085 acres to a mix of residential and commercial uses. The county has not taken any final action in regards to this proposal.
At this week's public hearing, dozens of members of the greater Hoytsville community expressed their opinions on the proposed zone. There were concerns raised related to the density of the project and the number of people it could bring to Hoytsville. It seemed the community was wary about the effects the proposal might have on the culture and character of Hoytsville, as well as on its existing infrastructure like roads and water. Others, who were in support of the project, advocate for the need for affordable housing and the importance of getting involved in inevitable change to make it the best it can be for the community they love. From here, the opportunity for public comment related to Cedar Crest will continue at a December 7th public hearing. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on the details of that meeting as they become available. In the meantime, if our listeners are interested in learning more about the project, please visit cedarcresthoytsville.com. This website has background on the project, details about the proposal, and a feedback tab where community members can express their opinions about the project ongoing and outside of a formal public hearing. Again, that's cedarcresthoytsville.com.
Summit Bike Share closed for the season last week on Thursday, October 26th. We encourage residents and visitors, even if you didn't use the bikes this year, to take Summit Bike Share's end-of-season survey at summitcounty.info/bikesurvey. Your answers will help guide Summit Bike Share's future system improvements and expansion efforts. And you want to know the best part? The survey only takes about 5 minutes to complete.
The R Summit Community Visioning and Strategic Plan is ready for the public's review and comment at rsummitcounty.com. Reading through the draft will show you firsthand how your input over the last year has influenced the Summit County vision. And guess what? If you have feedback on the drafted plan and vision, this is the time to continue to use your voice. The feedback window on the plan closes on November 26th. Again, check it out and give comment at rsummitcounty.com.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.